when you're doing any business, get yourself involved. Tonya, almost giving up. That's when your success begins.
Yes.
You can have a dream and sleep, it will never happen. Mm. Life is in stages.
It's in stages, yes.
Once you focus on yourself, focus on your dream, forget about the rejections. If the guy isn't working, are you the woman okay to be with a man who is not working? I would love to contribute to my home, right, but I can't be with a man who doesn't work.
Right. So you can't do 100% on your side?
No, I can't. If I become the financial pillar for my family, it gives room for disrespect. What can a man use to impress me?
Things that you don't pay attention to.
Yes.
You know, today on this episode of Connected Minds, I've got a very good friend here. Eunice is an entrepreneur who has businesses in the UK, some in Ghana, and then also, you know, she's a producer as well. She produces movies and things like that. Now, I've seen her, right? And there's so much that she does that sometimes I wonder how does she
does it.
You know, because on this journey of entrepreneurship or family or friendship or partnership, collaboration or whatever it is that people are doing, sometimes what really happens is you get worked out. And when you see other people also getting worked out, you are like, how are they doing as well? So today I brought her in because she's also been through quite a few things that I think she can share.
Yeah.
If you really want to know what we are going to be discussing, stay here with us because we are loaded.
We are. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, before we even start talking about the whole, you know, family and relationship kind of thing, I think some of the things we were discussing off was some of the challenges you went through with your business in the UK.
Yeah.
I also have my problems.
I know, right?
But hearing you, it makes me feel good.
I know, right?
So tell me about it. The whole process, 3 years, 2 years, waiting.
Okay, so I would actually say, so I had the idea of a care company because since I moved to the UK, I was into caring, not just caring, but I went through the ranks of being a carer when I started, being a coordinator, supervisor, deputy manager. And then at the peak, I became a care manager. So what else could I do after being a care manager? I thought, okay, let me set up my own business. So I think during COVID time, I had the idea, I started something, but at that time I couldn't get the right documentations to be able to operate fully.
Right.
So I waited. And then when it was time for me to start, I was told to get an office. I was told, because you need a registered office to be able to operate your care company.
Yep.
So I went through this whole CQC, Care Quality Commission. So they are more of the regulatory body that regulates most of these health sector. And I'm sure you are aware of that.
CQC.
So CQC, I did my first interview with CQC. I messed up. Let me say I messed up. Someone messed me up, but I'll say I messed up.
Right.
Because the person who was actually helping me presented wrong documentation. And that's a lesson I learned. It's a big lesson for everyone. When you're doing things, when you're doing any business, get yourself involved.
Yes.
Get involved.
Yes.
Otherwise, people will mess you up.
Yes.
Okay. So I failed. During that time, I had already secured an office in London and I was paying a lot. I did a second interview. That I didn't mess up. But the person that had, the inspector, told me, she's a white lady. I'm not being racist here, but she told me she has no reason to put me through.
Wow.
That's it. I should withdraw my application. I said, no, I'm not going to. So I redrew it. And then I did a third one. So this is like over a 2 years period, paying office rent over. At that time, I was paying like £700 every month. Wow. So from my own salary, I pay my own bills at home.
Yep,
take care of myself.
Yep, and then take care of the overheads.
Overheads, and then take care of this as well.
Wow.
So it was a very tough moment for me. So the last one, I said, this time, if I don't make it, I'm done. So that was, I got to that point where I told myself, I'm not doing it again. My breath, I'm tired. I'm not going to do it. If it fails, that means God doesn't want me to do this. So funny enough, that was the stage everything turned around for my good. So sometimes when you're almost giving up, that's when your success begins.
Yes. So interestingly, I mean, as hard as that sounds, because you had to go through it. There's a story.
The emotional, the mental. It's not just the money.
There's so much.
I got through depression, trust me.
But you see, today I was having a discussion and I was saying that there was something I read in a book that changed it for me.
Okay.
And the book is Think and Grow Rich, where it talks about a story of this guy who got all the machines and had a land to mine gold.
Okay.
Now, he got as much as he wanted, but then he was very close to getting so much gold, but then he gave up because he couldn't see at the time. When he gave up, and then he gave the instrument that he was using to a random guy for about $100, that guy took a professional engineer who came in to check and realized that the previous guys were only 3 feet
away
from the major gold.
That's it.
So sometimes when you're so close to giving up,
that's
the time you need to
gather
a lot of energy.
Yes. And that's when your success begins. That's what I would say. Because with me, just when I told myself that was it, that was when I broke through. That was when my business, I did my interview. That was, I had two inspectors, 4 hours long. But after presenting all my documentations, I had to present more and more. But that was when it worked for me. And with me, I would say I don't regret. That process was needed. Because, you know, now I know how it feels to be in that position where you are so stressed, you are so, I won't say broke, but you are done. But I know how it feels.
Yep.
I didn't get it on a silver platter. So that was when my success began. And then by God's grace, I've been, I would say, at least... I've been able to cover that cost for that 2 or 3 years. And at least we've started. We're moving. We're doing stuff. I've been able to do other stuff out of it.
Which is great.
Yes.
Now, the process from I want to get this done to, oh, I've gotten it done. The in-between work is what people don't realize. The sleepless nights, the financial stress, the mental stress, the emotional stress, right? The toll is going to have on your family if you do.
Yes.
So many things that happen in between. But then when it happens and then people are looking at you and they're thinking...
They see, oh, she's got it all.
Yes, it must have been easy.
It wasn't. With me, as I said, aside trying to do this during that time, I'm a teacher as well. I'm an educationist. I've been to school. I've done a lot. So aside doing that, I was studying... I was, because I was going through so much stress, I had to take my mind off things. It's not easy to be in that position. So I did some studies alongside. So, and these all came together to help me because I'm a prof, right now, I'm a trainer as well. So I don't need an external trainer to train my workers and stuff like that. Yes, I'm a qualified trainer. So that period between I have a dream to the dream manifesting. A lot of things in between.
Yes.
People will put you down. You put yourself down. You might get through depression. You will have a lot of ups and downs. You might think you're going crazy at a point. So it's a lot. But once you have a dream, I would say write it down.
Okay.
Pray over it. Well, that's how I do it. Pray over it.
That's what you believe in.
Yes, that's what I believe in. For me, I'm a Christian.
Right.
Even if you're Muslim, pray over it.
And whatever it is that you are.
Yes. Okay. Put your mind to it. Just believe, listen, it's going to happen. And just do it. If you look on my phone, I have my notes. If I tell you what I have, I want to do from now till next year, December, you'll be shocked.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay.
But I write everything down. So after I settled this care business, as I was telling you, I wanted to do something for my mom and dad. So I put together an idea, an African shop. Because in a particular locality where I live, I thought there wasn't much African shops. So I said, okay, let me put together. This was just done in 3 months, less than 3 months. Wow. So my mom is Helena, my dad is Samuel. So I said, let me do something for them. They've done well. They've brought me to this world. So my African shop is Helsam Afro-Caribbean shop.
Wow.
So it's like not just African, but Caribbean stuff and stuff like that. But it's all because I put a dream down.
Mm.
I'm stubborn.
So am I.
When it comes to my dreams, I'm stubborn. You can tell, oh, don't do this.
But
so far as in that little still voice tells me, do it. Trust me.
It's usually an inner conviction. That you feel it inside.
Trust me.
Yeah, you feel it inside.
Trust me. And with me, I work with that.
Okay.
And within a few months, I've been able to do that. Those are the side things I'm doing in Ghana. Okay. So I just feel when God grants you that grace and you have a dream, just work on it.
Just work on it.
You can have a dream and sleep. It will never happen.
Mm.
Just work on it. Talk to anybody. Yes. You have rejections. Even presently, I have my own rejections. I woke up at 3 a.m. as I was telling you.
Yeah.
And then I was on emails because I'm looking for contracts for my business. I've sent so many emails being rejected. Some people will mind you. And it's just that way. You just have to be resilient. That's it. And then everyone can make it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
In 2017,
yeah,
I sent a message to one of my potential business partners in the US.
Okay.
He didn't respond. 26th of June, 2017. I sent him another message.
Didn't he respond?
A month after, he didn't. I went back again. He didn't. I sent him over 7 messages. Yeah. He didn't respond. And I went back to him again, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
2 messages, a third one, he responded. Most people will give up.
100%.
Most people will just think,
yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why do I need to keep bothering this guy?
Yes.
But most I knew exactly
what
I wanted and what I was going to get from it.
Yes.
So I think a lot of the time, the in-betweens, the things that are happening, you know, you wake up in the morning and you've got plans to exercise or something, and all of a sudden your body's not feeling it. And then all the demons' thoughts start coming in. And then you stop doing it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
The
problem is that we have to push ourselves,
right? You have to. There are people, similar situation I've been through. There are people, years ago, I was trying to get in contact with to help me with stuff. And then funny enough, you get to a certain stage in life, they rather approach you.
Oh, yes.
That's life.
Yes.
They approach you.
Yes.
I remember I went for an event and there was one minister there. Immediately, so come, let's take a picture. But under normal circumstances, you would think I should rather tell him, oh, can I have a picture with you? He said, come, let's take a picture. How are you? So I think life is in stages.
It's in stages, yes.
Once you focus on yourself, you focus on your dream, forget about the rejections.
Yeah.
No one sees my emails. No one sees that I've been rejected 1,000 times. But I'll keep doing it till it hits.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Now, I wanted us to talk about relationships and family and how partners, organize their
homes. Yeah.
In terms of their finances and the roles in marriage.
Yeah.
Because these days, there are a lot of things happening with, feminism, feminist, and there's a lot of things happening.
I know, right? Yeah.
And it's all interesting, all beautiful. It's all fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Until the home breaks down.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you say? Oof. What should be the dynamics in terms of finances?
Obviously, in the African, our typical
From where we come from. Yes.
Obviously, the man is the head of the family. Yeah. I wouldn't even say from where we come from. From my own beliefs, I believe the man is the head of the family.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but people think I'm a feminist. I play both sides, depending on the coin, you understand? But yes, the man is the head of the family. And mostly, we push a lot of responsibilities on the men. Okay. I don't know what goes on in the heads or the minds of men, but I believe you guys go through a lot of pressure on a daily basis. if I'm answering you right. So from my understanding, I believe a home, the ladies are going to beat me, but I believe a home should be 50-50.
Okay.
Even though the man is the head of the family.
Okay.
If we can, if the woman is equipped. So for instance, if you take me for example, I'm not expecting my husband to, well, I wish he does, but I'm not expecting to leave all the burden on my husband because I work personally. So what am I using my money for?
Hmm.
I need to contribute to the home.
Okay.
From my own opinion. But I also have friends who think my money is my money. They will never contribute to the man. I have friends that there was an instance where a friend of mine said, I was talking to a guy. So you let him give you money? I said, I don't know how to do those things. He said, but you're silly. You have to take money from the guy.
Right.
I wasn't brought up that way.
Okay.
I came from a home where, yes, my dad was the head of the family, but my mom was equally working.
Right.
So I don't have that, oh, give me this, give me this. I don't have that in me. But from people I know, the man has to do everything.
Okay. Say the beginning of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Man meets a beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
The love of his life.
Yeah.
How do we set the pace to, you know, we a few years down the line, the two of them are married and
mm-hmm.
pay 50%, I pay 50%.
Okay, so every beginning, I mean, beginning of every relationship, I believe, there has to be an understanding. I was listening to Steve Harvey,
okay.
And he said, normally when you meet a guy, yeah, within 6 months. So that's been my mark. Within 6 months, you know when the guy is serious.
Right.
Because you know where the conversation is heading to. You know what he's about. If after 6 months, he's still meeting you by the road, he's still, you have to let the man go. Yeah?
Okay.
So from that stage of meeting a guy meets you, he likes you, till marriage, there's a lot in between. You guys need to discuss your finances. For instance, if the guy isn't working, are you the woman okay to be with a man who is not working? You guys need to understand your finances, everything in between, your emotions, everything before you get to the stage of marriage. You see, I just said I love to do 50-50. Not just 50-50. I would love to contribute to my home.
Right.
But I can't be with a man who doesn't work.
Right. So you can't do 100% on your side?
No, I can't.
Right.
And I can't be with a man who is not financially stable.
I see.
I'm afraid.
You're afraid. You're afraid of what?
Yes, I'm afraid. I think the last time I was speaking to my sister, she said, no, you can't go for a man who doesn't work for him to come and take your money. Or...
Okay, but... But you're afraid of what?
To be taken advantage of.
Okay.
Because there are people.
Do you think as men sometimes are also afraid when we're going for certain women?
Yes. I know very rich or well-to-do men who have issues getting married because they are afraid.
But then in proportion, you realize that a lot more men are doing 100% than women are, right?
Yes. Yes.
But then you will still be afraid.
Yes.
To go for a man.
Yes.
That wouldn't.
I can't be with a man who is not financially stable. That for me on my list is there. I can't.
Number one,
God fearing. But obviously, I can't be with a man who is not financially stable. Because me as a woman, I'm working so hard for myself.
Well, if you're already working hard, then why do you need someone that...
That's why I said I can't do 100%.
Okay.
It has to be 50-50.
Okay.
From my own understanding, I believe I can't take all the responsibility.
You can't.
Listen, one thing I know for a fact is if I become the financial, I'm providing pillar for my family, it gives room for disrespect.
Right. Say that again.
It gives room for disrespect.
Okay. Because a woman will easily disrespect a man that doesn't provide? That's what you're saying?
Okay, let me put it this way. I go out to work maybe every day.
Yep.
I'm working so hard. Women already, we have our own emotions. I come home, I'm already so stressed. And I come home, you want me to cook again. And maybe you're relaxed at home all day. Trust me, you wouldn't love the words that might come out of my mouth.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean? It gives room for disrespect.
I mean, what I really like about what you're saying is the fact that you personally are saying that you wouldn't mind 50-50.
Yes. If the man can do 60-40, fine.
Even if the man want to do 100%, it's fine, right? But you are prepared to do 50%.
Thank you. That's exactly what I mean.
Right, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But not me doing the 100%.
Not you doing 100%. No, so the best you probably can do is 50%.
50%. That would be too much for me. Okay. And I might end up being, the marriage will just go down.
Okay.
Unless, of course, listen, so there are different situations here. Unless, of course, I find myself in a situation where I'm already with a man who is financially stable or who is hardworking, who loses his job. And then at that stage, in the process of him getting another job, I have to be the financial pillar. That's understandable.
Okay.
Not with just a man who loves to sleep, eat, stay at home, and
let's
maybe
say,
in the
let's
100%.
Say the roles have been turned.
Mm-hmm.
And the man is going to do all the cooking, all the cleaning, everything in the house. Wash your clothes if he has to. But then you pay 100%.
He's turned into a woman account. That's not his place.
He's turned into a woman account. Right.
I'll see him in a different light.
Okay.
I can't. For me, a man has to be a man.
Right.
A woman has to be a woman.
Right.
So aside me trying to contribute to the home, I should also see myself to make time at home to cook, to clean, if needed. If I have money to employ people to do that for me,
then of course. So for me, it's very, this is what I say, right? And this is how I operate. A woman has got to be a woman, just like you're saying.
Yes.
There's a part that the ladies play, which is so important in our lives.
Yeah.
For example, when my wife is not around, the house is chaotic.
I know, right?
Not because I can't do it, but I just can't do it the way she does it.
No, you can't.
And I can't even try to do what she does.
No, you can't.
Neither can she do what I do.
No.
So we're not trying to flip roles here. And for me, it's just you do what you have to do.
Yes, I do what I have to do.
Where you can support, please support.
However,
when it comes to finances, I just like us to just put it all together.
That makes sense.
Yes. That's just what I believe.
Which is good. I mean, if it's working for your home, so
yes,
you understand.
All right.
Exactly. So if you find yourself in a situation, that's why you have to, as I said earlier on, you guys need to understand your finances before you get married. I can't say, yes, I'm in a relationship with someone. Oh, he's proposed. Yes, we are getting married. I don't even know how much he earns.
Well, sometimes the marriage becomes a lot more important to certain women than the emotions.
Do you know, I'll get married and no one would know. I've told myself, I'll only come out when I feel, yes, I'm okay now.
Right.
But for me, I think I wouldn't say it's a waste of time or it's a waste of money. But if you're really trying to preserve something, it's good to get married and let people know. Well, I have gotten to a stage in my life, maybe because of who I'm with.
Right.
I want to just, if I'm getting married, I just want to do something very quiet, maybe a 10-member kind of ceremony.
Yeah. It's part of growth as well. I mean, you're a lot more matured than you were 15 years ago.
10-member, maybe in future, if we want to do some part, maybe our anniversary or when we have kids or something. But for where I sit now and with my present situation, I don't think I'm looking for the whole glamorous kind of, I wish, but maybe I can't now. Not because of money, but because of my own personal reasons. But people don't have the money.
Okay.
But their delight is in having a very glamorous wedding.
Why?
I think it's because of social media.
Okay.
It's because of the whole show off. A friend of mine said she wanted herself and her guy, they wanted to get married. Oh, she brought me a list of, she said, look at the list they gave me. So the decoration alone was like £20,000.
Wow.
I said, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Are you marrying the queen?
Are you marrying the queen? Listen, there's no, well, that's her business. But for me, not because of the money, but I just feel sometimes if you don't have it, don't stress.
Okay.
If you don't have it, just do something simple. Just make sure both of you are okay. You can use that money to maybe start up a business or get a mortgage or get a house or something. But if you have it and you want to do it, why not? Because there are people who have money and using maybe £100,000 or £200,000 to have a wedding is no big deal.
Yeah.
But if you don't have it, why should you?
But do you think that thought changes over time? For example,
I think it does.
For example,
I think it does.
The 18-year-old you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
My God.
Very wild.
Oh, yes. Right? Would have very wanted it all.
Oh.
Now, regardless of where it's coming from.
I think growth, maturity.
Growth, yeah.
I've gotten to a stage in my life where some things, I really don't see the need for me to have, not that I don't have the money, but especially, maybe I'm growing too old.
No, you're not. I understand what you mean. I think it's growth, because it's the same here.
It's growth.
We discussed it the other time. We were like, oh, if we're getting married today, we probably would have scaled down a lot.
Honestly, it's growth.
It's just growth. Because when you get to a certain point, you realize that the two of you more
trust
important
me.
Than any glamorous thing that
trust
you
trust me.
Be.
And when I saw yourself and your wife, I was so happy because I was at your wedding.
Yes.
And then I'm still seeing both of you together.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
I'm happy. But you see, there are people who have had similar weddings,
yes.
bigger ones.
Yes.
And within a year, they are not together.
It's true.
So it's the understanding between both of you,
mm.
the love you share.
Mm.
Listen, you can't tell me it's been all sweet.
Mm.
You guys will have your ups and downs and all that. Yes, that's marriage. But at the end of the day, is the understanding.
Mm.
So marriage in itself has its own issues. How much more starting a marriage with debt? Going to take money from someone to do a glamorous wedding and then at the end of the day, you're in debt and you're stressing. That even destroys the marriage in the first place.
Mm.
You understand? So I think it's, as you said, it's growth.
It's growth yeah.
I've grown over time. And so many things are not important to me.
Right.
All at the moment, all I need is a peaceful home. Just doing my business, living my life. Just simple. I mean, one or two times you see me show off a little
yes,
bit.
Yes,
but
that's just
that side of me being a girl or a lady, you understand? But I always say behind the show off is the real me.
The real, yeah.
Behind the glamorous marriage is the real life.
Right.
You have to weigh. Listen, we are all matured people. If you are with a guy, 2 minutes his phone is calling and he doesn't pick up, he's cutting the line. You know the signs.
Really?
Oh, you know the signs. I'll feel it.
Okay.
I'll feel it, but maybe I'll just ignore you.
Okay.
And I know it's when someone is being real around me. When the person is being real around me, I know.
Would you ever?
Yeah.
Make a decision based on your intuition. Like in the sense that, not a positive decision, but a negative one. For example, you feel that your spouse
I'll look out for evidence.
Okay.
Not going on the person's phone, but I will look, I'll tune.
Right.
I will know. Is he making calls around me? How is he behaving when people are around? I will know.
Okay.
So not just based on the intuitions, but at least I would investigate physically further.
To look for evidence.
Yes. Not on his phone, but I know how to find out things.
However,
I'm matured enough. I've been through that stage. You understand? So I would know. That's me. I might be wrong, but I would know. And I think one thing that I think when we were speaking earlier on, if I can bring that in, that makes people so... This day and age, the social media era, people just go into relationships the next minute. Oh, they've posted their spouse or their partner the next minute. Oh, yeah, we are no longer
together.
Yeah.
They are picking and dropping them.
Picking
like,
and dropping.
Yeah, the red light.
But you know, one thing, I might be wrong, but this is what works for me. I've realized when you're in a relationship and you put your all, like getting sexually involved and all those kind of things, it's easy for someone to break your heart. Because...
Are you beginning to say that people should not have sex because they're not...
No. Okay. That works for me. It might not work for someone else.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I've been through those stages.
Yes.
And for me, I think celibacy is the best. If you're not, especially when you don't really trust the person. But especially if you don't know where the relationship is headed.
Right.
Because it will be so painful. You guys get sexually involved. Next minute, you say, oh, please, I can't be in the relationship. Okay. That pain as a woman, it hurts.
Okay.
But when you are taking calculated steps, I'm not saying this, I mean, people have their own opinions. What you do with your life is none of my business. What works for me is what I'm doing. But when you take calculated steps and the person messes up, the pain is measured.
Okay.
So for instance, you're in a relationship with a guy, you give him money. When he calls, you cook for him. You're doing everything like a married couple. And he leaves you. That's so painful.
But again, I think that's come with growth.
Yes, it's come with growth.
You know, because...
It's come with growth. You're right.
You're speaking to us. An 18-year-old girl.
She won't understand. Trust me, live your life.
18-year-old girl.
They won't understand.
They want to make. They want to marry at 22.
I know. They won't understand.
So...
They'll do it all.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but they need to measure it. Because otherwise the broken heart, it has no limits, trust me. So for me, I think, as you said, it comes with growth.
Yeah, I think so.
I wasn't an angel when I was 18 years. I was exploring. I was trying to live life, trying to know what...
That's a standard 18-year-old.
Yeah. Even in my 20s, I was trying to... But listen, you get to a stage where your time is precious. You don't want to be messed up.
Right.
I can't spend maybe hours out. I should be on my computer trying to get work done in a man's home cooking. I'm not saying, yes, you can cook for your man. But I can't do all these things when I'm not sure of the relationship. And next minute, they dump me. Then I jump to the next man.
Do you think ladies are ever sure of a man?
I think it's a difficult one. But when a man really wants you, you know.
You know?
You know.
Really?
When a man really wants you, I think you know. Because there are so many actions.
Okay.
That will lead to that you will know.
Really?
Yeah. But it's hard, man. It's hard. It's hard to know.
I say really because sometimes with men, I think it can be very dicey.
Men are never sure.
You know, a man can be in a relationship with someone for 10 years and not marry them.
I'm telling you.
And as soon as they come out of that relationship, within 6 months to a year, they're married.
I'm telling you.
It's
funny because we don't understand you guys.
Neither do we understand you guys.
I try hard. We don't understand you because you be with a man. You think you're doing everything and the next minute, he's gone.
Yeah. That's why when you said you would know, I was thinking about it and I was like.
But you know, personally, as I said, personally, I've been in relationships where even from the start, from conversations, I'm like, this guy, he wants something. He's not serious.
Okay.
Oh, come to my house. Oh, let's go on holidays. Oh, you know I like you. Ah, you're beautiful. Okay. Wear this dress when you're coming to my house. Dude, I'm not saying it's nice for men to say these things, but you know when the man is headed to, you understand? You know when the man really wants just... A man who really cares about you cares about you.
I think we know that trick.
Yeah.
Right, we know that at a certain age in a woman's life, we should approach it differently. So, for example, if I'm coming to you, I know exactly what I'm going to say.
But you know,
if I'm going to a 22-year-old,
you know what you say.
Exactly what I'm going to say. So I think we it's just a game.
It's a game.
It's just a game.
We'll never know. Let's say that.
Nah.
We'll never know.
Nah.
It's maybe by luck.
because all these things you say about, you know. I can give you a car, give you a home, give you a that. Now it makes sense. If you're 22, all those things are just temporary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Maybe at that age, the only thing that matters to you is iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Ah, that's it. You just buy it for them and they are done. But you know, funny enough, when you grow, a lot changes.
Yeah.
What can you use to impress me at this stage?
Well, because you're also a hardworking woman.
Honestly.
That's where the problem is. Right? That's why.
Honestly.
That's why, you know, the man has got to have it together.
Honestly.
But if you didn't.
Yeah, it would have been a difference.
You were even 70 years.
Yes.
And yeah. I mean.
It would have been a different ballgame altogether. But for me, at this stage, I'm like, what can a man use to impress me? I don't really care about your cars. I don't really care about your houses.
But something might impress you, which is
little
care.
Things.
Care. The things that you don't pay attention to.
Yes. And because you know, at some stage when you're an, let me say a bit of an alpha woman I am, but you just need that man to wrap his hands around you. And you just want to feel that he cares. He's there for you.
Yes.
You understand? It's not about, I'll give you this.
So that's why I said, from a certain age,
yes,
the approach
it
is
comes
different.
With age.
Yes,
different. It does.
Because any man out there that wants to approach any woman that's over the age of, let's say, 30 years, has got to think differently.
Honestly,
on the approach, it can't just be material.
Honestly, because the last time I personally sat down, I'm like, whew. So what can I? If a man wants to impress me, what can he use to impress? It can't be material stuff.
But don't you think that also makes it difficult? For example, when we were young, you know, there were certain things we used to say that when you're going after a woman and she's a graduate, you know, she has a really good job, she drives, she's bought her first house.
It's hard.
It's difficult.
That's why some of us, it's hard. It's difficult. Because it's difficult.
The bar is so high.
Too high.
And that guy might be awesome, but he can't reach that bar.
Sadly, that's the position some of us find ourselves in. I'm not trying to blow my trumpet or anything. But that's the position I find myself in. So it's difficult for some people to approach me.
Yeah.
I remember there was a guy who told my friend, I like this girl, blah, blah, blah. And then the next minute, I think a few weeks later, my friend asked, were you able to talk to my friend? I said, no. She's too... no. Because I think in the beginning, he didn't know who I was.
Right.
But I think after getting to know maybe my pictures or making inquiries, he got to know. Your friend is too much for me.
Yeah.
And that's what we face.
Yes. They will cost him too much.
Too much.
That's what he's thinking in his mind.
Maintenance near high.
Because you just said that you can't date a man that is, you know, broke.
No, I can't.
Which makes sense, right?
I can't.
You to. Maybe if you were 17.
But
that
not
guy
at
would
this
be
stage.
Work in progress.
Yes.
But now any man you meet cannot be work in progress.
No,
I mean
I can't spend my life trying to build. We can hold hands and make it together.
Right.
Or the man can be up there for me to look up to him.
Okay.
But sadly, God forgive me, I might be wrong, but I don't think I want to go with a broke guy.
What if the guy also comes in though and he loves the business that you do?
And he wants to support. Why not?
He has expertise in those areas.
If he does, and he's hardworking.
He wants to join you in that business. And
he's hardworking. I can, if I weigh him and he's hardworking, he really has a lot to offer. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know, at a stage in life, marriage is not just about, love.
Yes.
Partnership. A lot.
We can talk about this all day.
I'm telling you. It's a lot.
It's the last
thing
you consider after a certain time in marriage.
Yes.
It becomes more of intentional.
Yes.
You've got to be intentional about it.
Honestly. Honestly.
If you're not intentional. Like I usually say that one of the things that breaks, you know, homes faster than finances is people not being intentional about their decision making.
Yes.
You know? So, for example, we've been friends for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, if I start saying certain things to you wrongly, then it can affect our friendship.
It can.
And when people get into certain partnerships, they don't realize that, okay, this person, I'm going to be with them for at least the next, 50 years?
50 years, yeah.
So I need to, every single day, I need to be intentional about how I treat them, how I speak to them.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If their hand is somewhere, how
to.
I'm going to pick it up.
Yes.
Don't treat her like your son. You know,
honestly.
All those things.
You know, I got to a stage at a stage in my life, I had about, let's say, three guys trying to, maybe more than three. I mean, on a daily basis, you have a lot of guys trying to be with you and all that. And then I had like maybe three on the front line.
We're going to talk about that. What's that? Right? Like, what, I don't understand. Like, what does that mean?
Everyone wants to marry you.
Yeah, let's say you have 10 guys. Well, what do you mean front line?
Like, yeah. What? So they were the leading. When you weigh on my scale. Yeah. And there were three of them.
Oh, my God.
Who can I submit to?
Okay, say that again.
Who can I submit to?
Right.
For me, it's a factor. Because I don't want to struggle to submit to someone. I don't want to struggle to respect someone. I'm sorry, but it has to come naturally. I had to weigh all three of them. Am I confusing you?
No, you're not. You're not. I never thought about it this way. But I want you to explain it a little bit. So you have to consider
for me
who you can submit to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, then it becomes a problem.
Yes.
Okay.
So for me, I considered who can I submit to? Love is also a factor.
Mm.
Who is in a position where I can look up to? Who, like I considered so many factors, and then I had to drop some.
Okay.
I had to drop some. That's it. That's life. It's the same with men. Don't act like you don't know.
No. I just love it so much because
I'm being real here.
I just love it so much because imagine all the ladies are considering the man who is man enough for them to submit to.
Yeah.
Then that means that's what the man has got to work on.
Yeah.
You have to. Because the love is going to move away at some point.
Oh, it will go.
Somewhere.
It will go. But who can I submit to? And for me, I was happy to be with someone. The submission is so easy. Although we can be friends and everything. Yep. But I easily submit to the person. The person says, sleep. I'm not saying I have to do everything he says. But it's easy for me.
It's easier for you.
Don't go out, I won't go out.
Okay.
Don't be on TV, I won't be on TV.
Okay.
Because it's easy for me to submit.
That's almost like your dad.
Yes. No. And he's not controlling though. Right. I mean, I'm just giving examples. But I got to that stage where I had to choose. Because they all were very serious. Oh, I want to marry you. They all had the qualities, good job, good looking. So
God-fearing, which is number one on
your
list.
Yes, number one on my list.
I'm listening to them. Man.
Yes. Oh, you have to have good looks. Me,
right.
God-fearing,
good looks, uh-huh.
Hardworking, everything. Wow. For me, if there's something like a perfect man, I've pictured one in my head, but I know there's nothing like a perfect man. So I had to choose. This person says this. This person is stingy. I'm just kidding. Don't mind me.
Okay. But I was about to pick on that.
But so, if a man is stingy, you can't be with him. Yeah, you have to be nice. Kind kakra.
No, but you said 50-50. So yeah, if he's 50...
But yeah, sometimes 50, buy flowers for the lady. Well, go out.
You said 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50 in marriage.
Yeah. But relationship leads to marriage, isn't it?
Let's get to the marriage part. I can't be doing 50-50 when I'm going to buy your boxer shorts for you, your trousers, and then you leave me. No, I'm 50-50 in marriage. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I had to weigh all these options. And then the person at the top.
Mm.
Hopefully it works. But for me, I needed to easily submit to someone.
That's a lot of time it must have taken you to think about.
Yes, it took time and prayers and thinking through and weighing the options and a lot.
Wow.
Because I don't want to make the wrong choices.
Mm.
But then again, as a lady, you have people coming at you each and every day, from top to down. Everybody wants you.
Yeah.
I think it also comes with where we are in society or where God has put us.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's just that way. And every lady has to be hardworking. You need to push yourself to a standard.
Unfortunately, that's not the case.
Yeah, but it has to. Because when you put yourself on a very good standard, it's difficult for anybody at all to approach
you. Don't you also think it also becomes difficult for you to get into the correct relationships from the beginning?
Well, it's difficult, but you eventually find the one. The one will find you. Because there are other men also sitting and watching you and think, this is my girl. This is my type of girl.
Okay.
She's hardworking. She's this. There are men. There are classes of men. There are classes of women. So you, monkeys play by sizes.
Okay. All right. I like that.
You understand? Mm. You won't see, a normal guy won't see me on the street. Excuse me to say, I'm not being disrespectful. A hawker, they say, oh, madam, I want to marry you. How will it work?
How do you feel?
I'll give you money. Spend, find your type, I beg you.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So it's just, we just have to work hard and pray harder and put ourselves. I've pushed myself a lot.
Oh, you have.
Myself from the bottom. I've pushed myself through all, and God has helped me.
You've worked so hard.
Yes.
You've worked so hard.
Yes.
You've worked so hard.
So that's it.
Right.
It's a lot, but we are here.
Yeah.
And we are getting there.
Yeah. You're one of the people that people just look and say, I don't want to go there.
I know, right?
Yeah. So you've worked so hard.
Yeah, I have.
But thank you so much for your time
today.
It's been an awesome conversation.
Thank
you.
You
know, we started off with
business.
And then we've spoken about relationships.
Yes.
And all of that.
Yes.
So thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you coming today.
You're welcome. Anything for you. I should be
episode.
Back.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah,
no problem. No problem at all. You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.